when I first got out of school, I worked in a machine shop for about a couple of years.
What did you make?
What did I make? Well, that particular shop more or less catered to the mining industry. Mm-hmm. So we made ore cars, mine hoists, whatever, slinger hoists to feed the furnace and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, the little ore cars that they run down in the mine. Mm-hmm. We made those things. Mine hoist, that was a hoist you set up for a vertical shaft to lift mm-hmm. the people, the ore, or whatever out, mm-hmm. or an ore car.
What kind of mining was it?
It was mostly in Mexico, I think. Probably silver. It was down in the Chihuahua areas. I was never to any of the mines or anywhere, but I don't know exactly where they were.
So you only worked there a couple of years, huh?
Yeah. I went to El Paso Technical Institute when I got out of high school, part-time, and part-time to Texas College of Mines.
Mm-hmm. UTEP. Which became UTEP.
After a couple of years of schooling in the machine shop there and whatnot, that is the school machine shop, well, then I went and worked as a machinist. Mm-hmm. The machine shop, the owners got old and dissolved the business. It was Hirsch Brothers Machinery, old Homer and Oscar mm-hmm. were the owners. And the man that had been teaching me at El Paso Tech decided to get out of teaching and went out as foreman of the shop. And so then, after he'd been out there about 6 months, he says, "Hey, why don't you come on out? I'll give you a job." Mm-hmm. So, me and one or two others from the shop, school shop, went out there. Mm-hmm. I worked there about 2 years. And then I decided, well, I'd rather farm.
Missed farming.
I don't know. Machine shop work, at least, and I'm sure this is true in any business that you don't own yourself. Let's get the job out. Let's don't make a project out of it. They're always pushing you, pushing you, pushing you. And I just didn't go for it.
Well, in farming, though, nature sort of pushes it, doesn't it?
Yes, there's definite suspense dates, or whatever you want to call them. Yes, definitely.
Suspense dates.
That's what the military calls it.
That's great.
Date that it has to be done.
Mm-hmm. So you were in the military?
No, my wife worked for the military.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. She was, I got to get this report out. I've got a suspense date of tomorrow or something like that. Yeah. You definitely have suspense dates in farming. Mm-hmm.